Dear shareholders, hello and very good morning to all of you. I, Hemal Sadiwala, Company Secretary, welcome you all to the 26th Annual General Meeting of Cera Sanitaryware Limited. Pursuant to the circulars issued by Ministry of Corporate Affairs and Securities and Exchange Board of India, the companies are allowed to conduct its annual general meeting through video conference facility or other audio-visual means. Accordingly, the company is conducting its 26th annual general meeting through video conference means. Now,
Dear shareholders, hello and very good morning to all of you.
now,
I, Hemal Sadiwala, Company Secretary, welcome you all to the 26th annual general.
now I would like to introduce the board of directors of the company and other panelists who have joined the meeting through video conference means. Mr. Vikram Somani, Chairman and Managing Director, attending meeting from Kolkata. Mrs. Deepshikha Khetan, Joint Managing Director, attending the meeting from Delhi. Mr. Anupam Gupta, Executive Director, Technical, attending meeting from Kadi, Gujarat. Mr. Surendra Singh Baid, Independent Director and Chairman of Audit Committee and Nomination and Remuneration Committee, attending meeting from Mumbai. Ms. Akriti Jain, Woman Independent Director, attending meeting from Kolkata. Mr. Ravi Bhamini Pathy, Independent Director, attending meeting from Ahmedabad. Mr. Anand Sundar, Independent Director, Chairman of Stakeholder Relationship Committee, attending meeting from Mumbai. Mr. Vikas Kothari, Chief Financial Officer, attending meeting from Kadi, Gujarat. Mr. Akash Wadhwani, Authorized Representative of Singhi & Company, Statutory Auditors, attending meeting from Mumbai. Mr. Umesh Parikh, Partner of Parikh Dhawan & Associates, Secretarial Auditor and Scrutinizer, attending meeting from Ahmedabad. Members attending the meeting through video conference are counted for the purpose of the quorum under Section 103 of the Companies Act 2013. In today's meeting, as requisite quorum is present, the meeting is considered to be in order. Members who have joined the meeting are by default placed on mute to avoid any disturbance from background noise and to ensure smooth and seamless conduct of the meeting. During the question answer session, on announcement of the name, the speaker member will be put on unmute mode. Now I request Mr. Vikram Somani, Chairman and Managing Director of the company, to address the shareholders.
Dear fellow share owners, welcome to the 26th Annual General Meeting of Cera Sanitaryware Limited. It is a pleasure to address you all, especially as we gather for our fifth consecutive virtual AGM. Thank you for joining us today. As many of you are aware, Cera Sanitaryware celebrates its 44th year of operations this year. Our journey began with the establishment of our flagship manufacturing facility in Kadi, Mehsana district, Gujarat. It is the largest sanitaryware facility in India. Cera's product and design emphasis allow it to focus on the B2C segment. Let me now provide you with a snapshot of Cera Sanitaryware Limited. Your company has a rich legacy spanning over four decades, during which it has become a leading player in India for sanitaryware and faucets. A state-of-the-art manufacturing facility in Gujarat is the largest of its kind in India. As a testament to our financial prudence, we are proud to be a zero-debt company. Furthermore, our strong financial position is highlighted by the 828 crore in cash and cash equivalents, which has grown by 20% as compared to rupees 687 crores in FY23. Our commitment to shareholder value is evident with a remarkable 1200% dividend payout in FY24. These achievements are supported by robust credit ratings, AA stable for long-term debt, and A1 plus for short-term debt from CRISIL, along with similar high ratings from CARE. Let's now delve into our financial performance over the past year. Your company achieved a 4% growth in top line, reaching 1871 crore amidst challenging and subdued market conditions. However, the real estate is witnessing a steady growth with increasing prices. Since sanitaryware and faucets are installed at the last stage, we expect the demand for your company's products to improve from H2 of the current financial year. At the EBITDA level, it saw significant margin growth, rising from ₹323 crore to ₹355 crore, marking a 10% increase. Similarly, the profit after tax grew by 14% from ₹210 crore to ₹239 crores. Despite market volatility driven by factors like inflation and interest rate hikes, our sanitaryware business remained stable at 959 crore, while our faucetware business expanded by 10%, reaching ₹671 crore, reinforcing our position as a leader in both segments. Our capacity utilization remained strong at 89% for sanitaryware and 92% for faucetware. Return on capital employed rose, slightly adjusted to 22%, reflecting our prudent financial management. The company optimized its working capital, reducing it from 69 days through inventory management and extended supplier payment terms. Further, our other income increased significantly from ₹30 crores to ₹61 crores, driven by favorable interest rates during the year, enhancing our overall return on investment. This year, your company is pleased to recommend a dividend of ₹60 per share. The proposed dividend outlay totals ₹78 crore compared to 65 crore disbursed in FY 22-23. This translates to a payout of 33% of profit after tax. We successfully completed the expansion of our faucetware facility, raising our monthly production capacity from 3 lakh pieces to 4 lakh pieces at a cost of 41 crores. During Q4 FY24, our faucetware capacity utilization reached an impressive 90%, leveraging the augmented capacity from the brownfield expansion. Furthermore, the majority portion of land for our greenfield sanitary project was acquired by March 2024. This new plant is scheduled to become operational within 18 months from zero date, with an estimated cost ranging between 125 to 130 crores. The strategic capacity expansion projects in both sanitaryware and faucetware underscore our commitment to broadening our range of premium products. In this direction, we have already introduced Luster brand last year and rejuvenated the existing Senator brand. We intend to launch new products within these ranges to cater to the discerning customers. These new products will showcase innovative and aesthetic designs with added value that resonate with luxury-seeking consumers. Cera plans to launch dedicated brand stores to showcase these premium offerings, enhancing the customer experience. At Cera, we are committed to sustainability, focusing on environmental stewardship, social responsibility, and governance excellence. Our key environmental efforts include managing GHG emissions, energy, water, and waste. Our ISO 14001 and 45001 certified facilities have around 10.3 megawatts of renewable energy capacity, meeting nearly half of our energy needs. We practice responsibility water management through STP, ETPs and ZLD compliance. In terms of social responsibility, We positively impact customers, employees, and communities through CSR human rights initiatives and employee safety programs. We are recognized by customers as a trusted and responsible brand. Governance excellence is fundamental to our success. We focus on product quality, brand integrity, and building long-term partnerships across the value chain. Through these comprehensive ESG initiatives, CERA demonstrates its dedication to sustainability, responsibility, and excellence. The decrease in utilities consumption has been a significant achievement for CERA. Over the past 3 years, we have made remarkable strides in reducing our resource usage per ton of output. Specifically, our water consumption per ton of sanitary material has been reduced. Similarly, our efforts to optimize energy efficiency have led to a consistent downward trend in gas consumption for manufacturing sanitary ware. Additionally, significant reductions in power consumption at our manufacturing facilities further underscore our commitment to sustainable operations. These achievements highlight a proactive approach to integrating sustainable practices into our manufacturing processes and environmental stewardship. A zero liquid discharge ZLD plant recovers 90% of water used, optimizing treatment and enabling reuse of waste chemicals. Increased plantation around our facilities supports environmental conservation, while our efforts in waste management have significantly reduced solid waste. At CERA, a strong brand promise is reflected through our diverse and expanding product offerings across four distinct brands: CERA, Lux, Luster, and Senator. The regular introduction of new SKUs, the refreshing of existing ones, and the foray into new product lines have enabled us to broaden our portfolio significantly over the years. Our flagship brand, CERA, continues to gain strength in key markets. Simultaneously, we are making significant inroads into the luxury segment with our Senator, Luster, and Lux brands. By focusing on the premiumization trend in Tier 2 and 3 towns, we are effectively meeting and evolving demands of these markets, reinforcing our commitment to addressing the diverse needs of our customers and enhancing our market presence. The company has successfully launched 225 SKUs during the year. It is worth noting that around 35% of our sales are contributed from newly launched SKUs over the last 3 years. Let's take a walk through the stunning array of Senator products showcasing value-added capabilities. CERA has expanded its offerings in the luxury segment to the Senator brand. Over the next few years, we expect the Senator and Luster series to gain market share in the luxury, sanitary ware, and faucet ware market. As you can see, our Luster series has a good range of offerings in rose gold, French gold, black matte, and other high-end finishes. These luxury ranges showcase our commitment to provide top-tier products that combine style, sophistication, and innovation. Lux, a newly launched brand, caters to customers who seek high-end quality products. This brand offers a perfect blend of affordability and luxury, meeting the demands of discerning customers who desire exceptional value. Our diverse and high-quality products under the CERA brand highlight our commitment to providing reliable and sustainable solutions for our customers. Though this traditional brand, the company continues to successfully cater to customers across different preferences. During the year, CERA brand was repositioned to highlight enhanced quality standards and elevated design aesthetics. High-end SKUs were prominently featured in our advertising and publicity campaigns, including point-to-point sale placards, hoarding banners, and our brand ambassadors Vijay Deverakonda and Kiara Advani have significantly increased consumer engagement with the brand. The advertising tagline, "Sera, this is your space, play it your way," invites consumers to explore the full breadth of Cera's product portfolio while allowing them to personalize their bathroom finishes to their liking. Our TV campaign targeted a younger, design-conscious audience, focusing on segments where demand is less price-sensitive. We employed a high-impact media strategy across various platforms, including traditional press, out-of-home billboards, airports, railway stations, key street crossings, television news channels, general entertainment channels, and regional channels. Specifically, we sponsored high-visibility TV shows such as Shark Tank India, Bigg Boss, Indian Idol, KBC, Jhalak Dikhla, etc. Additionally, we leveraged media platforms such as LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube to reach niche audiences and increase brand visibility. The company also strategically placed advertisements at high-end visibility locations like airports, as well as at Ahmedabad Cricket Stadium during the World Cup 2023. I appreciate the confidence and faith reposed by the shareholders in the board and management team. I'm optimistic that Cera's strong positioning in the industry and the anticipated favorable macroeconomic conditions will help us deliver steady and consistent growth going forward. I look to the years ahead with confidence. I would like to emphasize that as we navigate through some near-term demand-led challenges, the company remains committed to maintaining its leadership in the sanitaryware and faucetware industry while promoting sustainable growth. Cera has cultivated unique strengths over the past four decades that have set us apart in industry. Today, we are optimistic about the opportunities arising from positive economic trends and evolving market dynamics. Looking ahead, with increasing economic activity nationwide and sector formalization, we are confident that Cera will experience strong demand from both B2C retail consumer and B2B projects in the near future, driven by both our traditional and premium offerings. Moving forward, we are confident in leveraging these inherent strengths to support sustainable growth and deliver enduring value to all stakeholders. With these remarks, I hand over the proceedings to Mr. Hemal Sadhiwala, our Company Secretary. Thank you.
Thank you, CMD sir. In compliance with the circulars issued by the Ministry of Corporate Affairs, the Security Action Board of India, the notice of 26th Annual General Meeting and Annual Report of the Company for the financial year 2023-24 have been sent through electronic mode only to those shareholders who have registered their email address with the depository or with the company. Register of the member, register of the director, key managerial personnel and their shareholding and other statutory registers and document as mentioned in the notice of AGM are available for inspection electronically. Since this annual general meeting is conveyed through video conference, questions from the members will be taken after the completion of all the agenda items of the notice. With the permission of the member, the notice of 26th annual general meeting as circulated to the members of the company electronically is taken as a read. The auditor's report on the standalone and consolidated financial statement for the financial year ended 31st March 2024 as presented on the page number 69 and 125 of the annual report and the secretarial audit report of the company for the financial year ended 31st March 2024 presented on page number 67 of annual report do not contain any qualification, reservation, adverse remark, or disclaimer. Accordingly, the reports are not being read out. Now, I would take up the resolution proposed to be passed as set out in the notice of AGM. Ordinary businesses, resolution item number 1, to receive, consider, and adopt the standalone and consolidated audited financial statements of the company for the year ended 31st March 2024 and the directors and auditors report thereon. Resolution item number 2, to declare a dividend of Rs. 60 per equity share for the financial year 2023-24. Resolution item number 3, to appoint a director in place of Mr. Anupam Gupta, who retires by rotation and being eligible offer himself for a reappointment. Special business. Resolution item number 4, to ratify the remuneration payable to KG Goel and Company, cost auditors for the financial year 2024-25. Resolution item number 5, reappointment of Mr. Anupam Gupta as an executive director technical for the further period of 3 years with effect from 15th October 2024. Last resolution item number 6, to adopt a new set of Article of Association of the Company in conformity with the Companies Act 2013. Question answer session. One shareholder, Mr. Samrat Sarkar from Kolkata, holding 55 equity shares of the company, has registered himself as a speaker. Now I request moderator to unmute Mr. Samrat Sarkar. Mr. Samrat Sarkar?
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for this opportunity. Good morning, everyone. I have the following questions. Can you bifurcate our sales between luxury, premium, and economy segments? Which consumer segments does our Senator, Cera, Lux, Luster by Cera, and Cera brands exactly cater to? My second question would be, what are your aspirations for the next 5 years, and how do you see Cera being positioned in the foreseeable future? What are the key risks that may prevent us from reaching our targets? And so my last question would be, how much percentage of our sales is attributed to the B2B segment, that is from the real estate developers? And you mentioned in your presentation that your faucetware capacity utilization is around 90% in Q4. So any future expansion in faucetware, if you have any plans? So that's it. Thank you so much. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Samrat. Mr. Samrat, I request our CFO sir to answer his question.
Yeah, thank you, Kangaroo. Thank you, Mr. Sarkar, for raising the question. So, regarding the classification, means at Cera, we classify our products between entry, mid, and premium categories. For the financial year 23-24, the categorization based on these categories is entry was around 24%, mid was 33%, and premium was 43%. As you may be knowing that Cera is strongly positioned in the premium segment with wide array of products, while we are also present in the luxury segment. However, in the past, this segment has not enjoyed the significant depth and volume as compared to the premium segment. Considering that the upswing is there in the high-end value projects, we believe that this is set to change over a period of 3 to 5 years, when Cera shall be focusing on developing its presence in the luxury segment as well as growing its market share. In this direction itself, we have already introduced the brand last year, and we have rejuvenated the existing Senator brand and introduced the Cera Lux brand also. To answer your question specifically, is this Senator, Luster, and the Cera Lux brand will cater to the luxury segment. Right, currently if we see that these brands are constituting a very small percentage of total turnover, but with a long-term vision over 3 to 5 years, we expect that these brands will contribute around 10% of the total turnover. And regarding your second question, in terms of the brownfield project, so brownfield project, we have already expanded from 3 lakh pieces to 4 lakh pieces per month. At the same time, we have also created the civil facility, which can be further extended from 4 lakh pieces to 6 lakh pieces per month by making the balancing investment in the plant and machinery within a short period of time. Any other question?
Thank you, CFO sir. E-voting and results. The member may please note that the cutoff date to determine eligibility to cast votes by electronic voting was 4th July 2024. The remote e-voting facility was open for 3 days from 8th July 2024 to 10th July 2024 for all the shareholders, whether holding shares in the physical mode or dematerialized mode. The members who are present in the AGM through video conference and had not cast their votes on resolution through remote e-voting are eligible to vote through e-voting facility available during the AGM. This facility is now open for such members and will be available for next 15 minutes from the conclusion of the meeting. Parikh Dave and Associate Company Secretaries have been appointed as a scrutinizer to supervise the process of remote e-voting and e-voting during the AGM in fair and transparent manner. The result of the remote e-voting and e-voting during the AGM on all the resolution as per the notice of 26th Annual General Meeting shall be announced after the receipt of the scrutinizer's report within 2 working days from the conclusion of the meeting, and the result will be available on the website of the company and the same will be submitted to the stock exchange, and also it will be available on the CDSL website. Since no other matters is left to be transacted, I convey my sincere thanks to the directors, auditors, members of the company for sparing their valuable time for attending the 26th Annual General Meeting of the company. With a vote of a thanks to the chair, we are now concluding the AGM. Thank you.
Meeting is concluded. Thank you.
Thank you.